All right, 3, 2. What's going on, Verse Community? It's your boy Cell, along with my co-host.
Man, it's been so long, man.
y'all know what to say.
Man, I'm so happy, man. it don't even matter who I am, man. We got new cars. We got new spoilers.
We got spoilers. I ain't going to be happy till I get the cards. I want the cards in my hand. Then I'll be happy.
Oh, so, I was so happy, man. I almost twerked a little bit, man. It's Vern. Y'all know who it is. What's up?
All right. So, finally.
I was joking. I don't twerk. That was a joke.
I hope so.
I just want to put that out there. I don't know what I'm. I shouldn't even say it. That
who's Richard Burke? Anyway, they said Richard Burke is on this. That ain't Veets. Okay, maybe somebody else is doing the articles now. All right, so
nothing about no Richard Burke.
Richard Burke is the dude that posted the article. He's at the bottom of the bottom
just,
of the.
I'm just saying, I don't know who that is.
No, you know, when you go search for stuff, sometimes it's easier to search by who posted versus trying to find a specific wording sometimes, because the words you're looking for may be on the card, but it's not in the blog, so you can't search it that way, you know. But at any rate, so it's man, I don't even know when the last time we had an actual preview, an actual spoiler, but finally. Something to whet the appetite here. So, of course, the spoilers that's coming up are ones that's based off of the shows, the Disney Plus shows. And this one is for Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I think what was the previous one we got was for Loki?
WandaVision.
So, they doing WandaVision, they doing Loki, and they doing Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Well, Falcon and the Winter Soldier is second. Loki is third.
But we got cards from Loki, don't we? Did we see? Oh, we saw they spoiled cards for us at Gen Con. That was from the Loki set. But we haven't
What did they show?
The TVA.
I didn't even see that.
The TVA in Madripoor?
Yeah, I don't remember seeing that, man. That you might be talking about some top secret mess.
It was a gigantic card that was in front of everybody's face.
Hey, man, I was focused.
Apparently. Okay. So, So I'll tell you what. While we do this preview, I'm going to look for those actual cards. Because I knew I took pictures of them at Gen Con. So I know it'll be in my photos around that time. So we actually do have several cards here. This is for Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So first up, we actually have Winter Soldier. So Winter Soldier is main character, heroes, team affiliated, level 1, 3, 4, 6 health, which is good, with range. He has stealth. Winter Soldier can melee attack protected characters and level up condition up close. Level up 1 XP. When Winter Soldier stuns a protected defender, he gains 1 XP. His level 2 better be awesome. Because, man, that's a tough level up condition when your opponent can manipulate it. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like level up conditions where your opponent can manipulate it, because they may have a character where they could just keep everybody up front. You know what I'm saying?
Even if they don't, they might not care.
Right. So stalling out your level up condition means that you just stay small. You know, and that's rough, because you only 3, 4 with 6 health. So if you don't get stunned on the first turn, chances are bigger characters are going to start showing up no later than turn 3. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want Bucky being in the back. And if they suicide they small characters, Bucky may never be big enough to hit somebody that's protected later on in the game. So you got the potential of literally just staying level 1 the entire game. So, thoughts on level one Winter Soldier?
Yeah, I got a lot to say. First of all, the first thought I got when I saw this card is, do we really need another Winter Soldier main? Now, I know this is Captain America and Winter Soldier series, but it's just like, I don't know, man. That's just what I thought. Take it for what you will. Think about it what you will. I was just like, I don't know if we need one. But anyway, we got one, right? So the first thing I saw, I'm looking at is like, okay, this is basically Elektra in photo form.
Correct.
Elektra is terrible. However, a few things. You don't have to pay for the stealth. That's one thing. Instead of 2 XP, it's 1. And here's another thing, which I'm wondering. Just by looking at this guy, like 6 health caught me by surprise. I did not expect him to have 6 health. And I'm wondering, is Photo just now getting the power creep treatment that the Civil War stuff and the symbiote stuff got? And I don't know if they need it, because Photo is strong already. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the thing that makes me not as concerned for this card as Elektra, although I am concerned, is that there are ways in Photo to make mains dirt dangerous on level one. There's so much combat cancel. There is Killian on one to make this guy 6 and 7 on turn one. There's Grandmaster on 2 to make him keep getting bigger. He has Know You Move to basically force a character to go to the back row. So he has a way to get it done. He's a lot better than Elektra just off of that. But yes, it is concerning. Yeah, that's what I had to say. I think this is a lot more feasible than Elektra, which I don't really know exactly what that means.
Definitely more feasible.
The 6 health really, that caught me off guard.
Yeah, that caught me off guard too. Yeah, I was definitely glad to see that. Yeah, so, but the, let's move on to level 2. All right, so still hero affiliated. Level 2 range, 5-7. Still 6 health. He now has sniper. Winter Soldier can range attack protected characters. And his level up is and personal. Level up 1 XP. When Winter Soldier stuns a protected defender, he gains at 1 XP. Okay, see, now we talking. Because sniper ain't nothing to be joking. You know what I mean? Sniper, to me, is a whole lot better than stealth. Granted, it is situational. They do the same thing. They get to the back row, which really goes to show you can't hide from Bucky. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I do like that. And now that I'm checking in mentally with the photo cards, let's remember that what's the know you move? Know You Move can move characters to the back row. So let's keep that in mind.
That's what I said. Well, I was talking about level one.
No, I was looking for this. I knew you were saying something, but I was distracted. I was looking at the card, which I found, which is Madripoor. But where's the TVA card at?
Amen.
I know I took pictures of multiple cards. But anyway, we'll talk about it afterwards. So I definitely like this level 2. And apparently he gets to go to level 3. So we'll see what that's about.
Yeah, man. What's up with them not showing all of the levels lately, man?
Man, it better be worth it.
Come on, Richard Byrd, what you doing?
Because Winter Soldier got up close for a level up and personal. So I wonder what like I said, what his level 3 ability is going to be. And what did Bucky do that's got level 3 so... I don't understand. Because I'm like, okay, what happened? You know what I'm saying? That made it need a level 3. I mean, I understand the 6 health super soldier serum and or facsimile thereof, but I just don't know what Bucky's doing as a level 3 character.
He capping fools.
Well, I mean, he been had range, so he was doing that already. I definitely like this better than the other Bucky. When somebody else gets to stun your own folks and all that type of stuff, you got to level up to get the cap. And hey, man, if you don't get that doggone mess out of here.
I mean,
I like
I'm
this
a fan. I'm a fan of the other Bucky, but I mean, to me, the other Bucky is just a lot more simple. You just keep turning right until your opponent dies.
Or until you die.
Well, it's possible.
It take 2 wounds just for you to turn into Winter Soldier.
Hey, man, you can win with Bucky. You can win with the old Bucky without ever leveling.
Have access to Sniper, which right. I agree.
Like, if you hit Killian and Greens and Grandmaster and a bunch of combat castles, man, you can just sit back and just keep shooting.
I agree. I've been there. We've done.
Granted, you can do the same with this one. It's just a lot more complicated.
No, you can't do the same with this one because level 1 Bucky on the old card has Sniper first. This one has Stealth, which puts you in danger.
Once you get to level 2.
Oh, once you get level 2, it's like,
You get to level 2, it's dangerous. Now it's dangerous for your opponent. Because now they shoot 5-7 with Sniper. That's
One Grandmaster starts flipping the script for you. And if you didn't wound him early enough, he may not have no wounds. Because you start putting characters out and then you play know you move and push somebody to the back. Then Bucky gets his level up. You know what I'm saying? And then he just sits, he gets his level up to go to level 2. Maybe you wound him then, but now he gets to sit in the back. And Grandmaster and Killian it up. That's not a good thing. And he has the next card we go into, he has a 6 drop. And he has a 4 drop, which means he can get powered up. So between Killian and Grandmaster and 8 power-ups, plus other stuff that could give him counters, this is looking rough. you know what I mean? Like a main character with Sniper is just, it's a bad day because you can't hide. You know, he gonna get you in the front row. He gonna get you in the back row. You know, so, but moving on to the supporting character, Bucky, hero affiliation, 6 cost, range 5-9-2 health, AKA Winter Soldier. Rule number 1, nothing illegal. Bucky can team attack with any characters in his row. Wow. Wow. That's saying a lot. Rule number 2, nobody gets hurt. Bucky has lethal while team attacking. If he wounds a defending supporting character, KO it. And rule number 3, make amends. When Bucky KOs an enemy defender, draw a card for each attacker in the combat. This is a strong 6 drop.
And it's weird.
This is a strong 6 drop. Him being able to team attack with anybody in his row means that he can instantly go into a deck and do whatever he wants to do. Whatever you want to do, he can do it for you. Oh, you got some big people over here? He can handle it. I mean, think about how dangerous Bucky is. He can take out, he can help you take out Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel is attacking for 10. Bucky's defense is 9. A couple of counters on Bucky. And team attacking with 2-3 people, he can just lethal her. And she may not even be big enough to take him down. You may have to take down somebody else. Now, granted, she has ferocious. Still doesn't mean that 2 other people in the combat can't get the job done. You know, so him being able to just be splashable is rough. That's a rough one. Thoughts on six drop Bucky?
This is basically like a weird photo version of Massacre. His team attack potential was higher. He has a little card draw effect, which, okay, that seems kind of weird, but hey, I'll take it. I do have concerns. And my concerns are this. His attack is really weak for his card.
Yeah.
That's one thing. The second thing is there aren't a whole lot of, like, you can't just take him and just stick him in any deck. Now you're going to need to build, like, the five costs or whatever supporting characters that are in your deck that you're going to be using him for are going to need to stick around.
Yep.
So you probably need you need five to seven for multi-health.
Right.
And they need to have some attack that actually matters, which, as you know, in photo, a lot of it does not. So
yeah, five is we either have the attack or we have none of the attack.
Cause you don't want your main team attacking with this guy to get a supporting character off the field on turn six. Like, then who's taking care of the main? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I have some concerns. Granted, haven't seen everything that's available. Haven't sat down and thought about what you would do. The potential was obviously crazy. And getting rid of late game characters potentially on your opponent's side obviously is good. So I'm just saying.
So now the point is valid. Because there's only 2, 4, 6, 8. There's 9 characters with multiple health on turn 5 that may be around for you to do something on turn 6 with Bucky, right? So you got Ultron, Riley, Hela, Gamora, Fluke Man, Cull Obsidian, Chitauri, Leviathan, Buffy, and Adam, right? Now, out of those 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, out of those 9 characters, only 2 of them have range. And both of them in the Buffy set, right? Now, Buffy looks like she's the best bet to put on 5 because she's got so many power-ups. You know, she's got different power-ups. You got ways to go find Buffy. You know what I'm saying? It's just a whole different Magilla for Buffy to team attack with Winter Soldier down the line. You know, so and she has her own lethal ability, which is kind of doubling up. Usually people are playing Hela on 5, but Hela has her own KO ability. So if you're looking for more lethal options, you're going to have somebody with a higher attack. The highest attack for 5 drops is Ultron, who's a one of a kind, so you may whiff on him. And then next in line is Adam, who's 6 attack, and you may whiff on him. Everybody else is 5 attack or lower.
Now, Riley is at 8 if it's the first attack. So
if it's his first attack.
Right.
Right. I feel you. So that being said, then you have a situation where, like I said, Buffy is just your best bet. Because you're going to be able to, if you got the right deck, you're going to be able to search for Buffy, play Buffy. If she takes a wound, fine. If she doesn't take a wound, fine. Next turn, Winter Soldier, start lethaling literally everybody.
You know? Yeah, I'm hoping there's something else in here. Buffy is like 5 and 5.
Right. He's 5 and, let me pull it back up. So what is he? 5 and 9. Right. So you swing it for 10. Now, the reason why that's significant is because you don't want a 7 drop team attacking Ego. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to go tit for tat with Ego. You're going to have to team attack Ego, take him out in one shot. You know? And the thing I do like, her having Slayer and him having Lethal is 2 different things. So if you're playing against somebody that's on Illustrated, they're only going to be able to get rid of one of those things. Either way it goes, evil bad guys are going down. So you nullify Slayer, Bucky still has Lethal. You nullify Lethal, Buffy still has Slayer. I'm getting my B's mixed up here. Okay, so hopefully, like I said, there'll be somebody that can compliment him in another set. That's what we really looking forward to. So let's move on to, let's see. Wait a minute. Are we missing some cards? Hold on, pause for a second. Hold on, hold on. No, we got two more cards. But we've seen, wait a minute, this isn't all the cards. Because we've seen other cards, dude. We saw the seven drop is
they didn't put that seven drop Captain America in the preview.
Right. Where do we see that?
Somebody took a picture of it off of a screen and posted it.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So let's get back to the previews. I'll find that card too. Okay. So next up, you got Baron Zemo, villain affiliation, obviously. 4 cost, range 3/3, 1 health, aka Helmet Zemo. He has 2 really good keywords here. He has Royal Wealth. At the start of your build phase, gain 2 recruit points. And Master Tactician, you can discard any card to power up Zemo. I kind of like Zemo. I think he's asking a lot, but being able to keep this dude alive and jump to turn 7 is really good. The possibility of jumping to turn 7 is just a really, really good. It's a really good move. Thoughts on Zemo?
I mean, obviously, if you get this guy to, if you get this guy to stay face up, it's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. You play this guy on 4, you keep him face up, you can recruit a 7 drop on turn 7. So obviously, that's obviously huge. The ability to just toss anything out there and power up is not only ridiculous, but it pairs well with cards like Cordelia. Zemo can make Cordelia ridiculous by himself. Now, having said that, keeping this dude face up at 3/3 on 4 is not the easiest thing in the world.
Correct.
But, man, if you can come up with a surefire way to keep him face up, the possibilities in your deck build... you can literally just say, man, I'm not putting 5s or 6s in my deck. I'm just putting 7s and 8s and stuff in here with a whole bunch of other crap.
Yep.
I don't know how that would look, but I'm interested in testing it out.
Dangerous. It will look dangerous. Yeah, this is going to be, like I said, it's definitely going to be ridiculous. Now, like I said, now that tactician part is also messed up, because isn't there cards where you discard something and you bring something back to your hand? Because keep in mind what Zemo says.
Photo?
I don't know. I'm just bringing it up. Zemo said, in case we missed it, you can discard any card to power up Zemo.
I don't think we have anything like that in Photo.
Gotcha. So you can discard locations, plot twists.
If you were to wish, if you were to wish a Darkhold in and play it on Gmo, then yes. No, that wouldn't work because you would be using it as a power.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
not discarded. So no, right. I don't know if there's anything at this point that can exploit this.
Okay.
But gotcha. I mean, do we need it to be exploited? Like
not really.
Powerful enough.
Right. Yeah, that it is. Because if you got something that's gonna be able to help you get card draw, then it's going to be even, you know, even more ridiculous. So our last card, which I think is should be one of a kind, but it's not. Last card, Super Soldier Serum, a equipment, Marvel stamped equipment, one cost, two keywords on it. Subtle, optimized, perfect is one keyword. Equip this only to a supporting character. Equip character loses and can't gain powers other than from this card. This doesn't get KO'd while equipped character is stunned. That's ridiculous. Biotech Force Enhancement. Equipped character has Super Soldier Serum, which gives them Combat Master, Regeneration, and Tough. So equipping this to a character that already has multiple health makes this even more ridiculous. Now, keep in mind, they do lose keywords. So, some of the things that you may need to keep this character relevant, you know, you may want to wait until this character has one health left. So maybe they can regenerate. But Combat Master is putting Combat Master on any character is, I get they try to balance it out, but Combat Master is just on a higher level character is just. That's tough to deal with. Thoughts on Super Soldier Serum?
Cards outstanding. I have not yet thought of who I want to put this on. But something here is dangerous. I just haven't figured out what yet.
Like I said, for me, the most dangerous thing is the fact that you have Combat Master, that you can put Combat Master on anybody.
No, I get that. I'm just talking about what card you who what character would you put this on that would make it maximize its use.
This is why it's significant to me because what's the photo card that allows you to not everywhere I go, I see his face. It's the other one. The secret identity card or whatever it is where you can rename a character.
Alter ego.
You can rename a character, but they still keep the abilities, right? So a lot of times when you rename that character, you plan on playing another one. You know what I mean? But they cost the same. But you have more resource points now. So you got a 7 drop, you rename Ego Kurt Russell, and then you play Ego again on 7. And then Kurt Russell gets equipped with the Super Soldier Serum and he has Combat Master Regeneration and Tough, but the same team affiliation. So, because a lot of times when you have a combat oriented deck, you don't necessarily need the keywords to stay the same all the time. You just need to be able to beat people in the face. You know what I'm saying? So it's, and when it says loses and can't gain powers, that's something to think about too, because that means they maybe lose a flight range in addition. They're going to lose flight and range in addition to their other abilities. You know, because it says loses and can't gain powers. So it's basically blank text in the card aside from biotech force enhancement. But you may just want the beater. You know, you want the person to be a beater. And you want to make sure that these people can't play plot twists, especially those Buffy plot twists that daze folks and all that type of stuff. So you can, you know, get stuff done.
That's what I'm saying. There's not a lot of beaters in photo. Like, I'm not putting this thing on Ego, most likely.
No.
Seven on 7-7-on-7, that don't do nothing for me. You know, I'm not putting this on Hella.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, like, I haven't sat up here and thought about, okay, where do I want to put these cards? What do I want to put this on? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't, I haven't sat up here and thought about it.
So this is what I'm thinking as far as what my criteria would be. Find a character that's good, but with crappy stats. I mean, not crappy stats, but with abilities I don't necessarily want to use. So can I put this on a character that would make them a beater and they still have multiple health? You know, because my thing is with Photo, like you said, some of these characters we never use, but there's a reason why we never use them. Because either their stats are trash or their, their powers are trash. Okay, well, can I get rid of these powers? Like, say, for example, you got those elemental characters, right, that Mysterio can bring out.
Oh, those are obvious. Those are obvious targets.
Right. That's what obvious. I'm saying. Well, they may not be obvious targets. That's why I'm bringing it up now. You was just saying you don't know what you said. I said yes.
Those are obvious targets. I'm agreeing with what you said. I didn't think about it. I hadn't put any thought into this yet.
So I'm like, okay, you got these elemental people. Once you equip them with that super soldier serum, not only do they get stronger, but now you can't get rid of them with that hologram nonsense.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So
give a hologram super soldier serum. How exactly does that work?
I don't ask the questions. I just play the game. I just play the game, you know? So
That's hilarious.
I will be looking for characters that's got some really good stats with some terrible powers, you know? And those are it. You know, that's at the top of the list right there, you know? Now, on the flip side of that, you'd never want to put this on a Swarm character, you know? So that's definitely something to keep in mind, you know. So, but that's what I would be searching for. I would be searching for characters that's got great stats and crappy abilities, because I don't mind that their abilities are being taken off. So,
makes sense.
What'd you say?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's just my criteria. Looking at it, going through. And then since you got tough, you figure, okay, they got to have great stats, crappy abilities, and 2 health. You know, at least no less than 2 health. You know,
this is tough. That's the thing that makes it rough. We already know from seeing Spider-Woman that a character with regeneration and tough is, for lack of a better term, tough.
Yeah. Agreed. So giving somebody regeneration and tough in the Photo universe, it could definitely be problematic, you know. But like I said, you look for characters that great stats and trash abilities. That's what basically what you'd be looking for, you know. So, but I'm looking forward to seeing what else comes out in the set, because then we'll see. We'll be able to see if there's a better card that can go on that's coming out with sets, you know. Okay, so let's also discuss, since we got the 6-drop Bucky, we also have the Mantle Captain America, the 7-drop, aka Falcon, that they showed on the stream, the Upper Deck stream. And Patrick Murray took a screenshot of it for us. So Cap is 7 health, hero affiliated, flight range 9-6, 7 cost, hero affiliated, flight range 9-6, 1 health. He has a new legacy. Captain America has air superiority and bulletproof. Characters with flight or range can't strike him. That's kind of ridiculous. So, thoughts about Mantle Captain America?
What's his stats again?
9-6 flight range, 1 health.
It's interesting.
Yep.
Thinking about the 7 drops in photo already, you got Ego. So Ego basically does nothing to him at all.
Right.
That's kind of messed up. What other 7 drops do they have? Because that's pretty much all I play.
That's all
Molder. I play. Molder can't hit him.
Right.
Are there any 7 drops in photo that can hit him?
Let's look it up. Willow can't hit him. Vision, Ultron can't hit him. Let's see, the Master can hit him. Seraphim can't hit him. Loki can. Jin can. Hulk can. Not Molder. Fire Elemental can get him. Ego can't take him. Ebony Maw can't take him. Cigarette Smoking Man can. Bruce Banner cannot. That is all the 7 drops in photo. So that's one. So let's see. That's 6, 12, 13. There's 14 7 drops in photo. And 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 out of 14 cannot strike him at all.
Wow.
And out of the ones that can strike him, okay, Loki has high enough attack. Master has high enough attack. Jin does not. Let's see. Hulk does. Fire Elemental does. Cigarette Smoking Man does not. So 8 can't touch him. 6 can. Out of those 6, 2 of them can't, because they'd have to get their attack boosted. So only 4 7 drops can actually stun this dude as of now.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, I mean, that is actually significant.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually significant.
Because it's saying the most played 7 drops can't touch him at all. And Willow and Ego and Molder are easily some of the most played 7 drops. And Hulk is just trailing just a little bit, but Hulk can take him down. And Hulk can take him down with no green. He can just take him down on his own.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking about what's normally played as 7. And, yeah, his powers are first of all, that's 2 bogus powers to combine on 1 card. Let's just say that. That's... So... Yeah, like you think about the 7s that are mostly played now. I mean, there's a lot of, there might be some Terrax and Mr. Fantastic coming around.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Terrax can't stun him
now. Oh no, Terrax can't even stun him. He's got flight.
Yep,
man.
Mr. Fantastic can.
Folks gonna bring Jungle Hunter back just to get this dude.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, yeah. This is a good card.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good card. You got to think about this card. Now you have to think when you're building photo now. You can't just be like, oh, man, I got Ego on 7. That's it.
Right. You're right. You got to have some type of variety. So your 6 is going to have to be either no flight, no range, or you're going to have a variety on your 7. Because even with the 6 drops, it's looking like a lot of them can't take him either. Let's see, 6, 12, 18, 19, 20, 21. It's 21 6 drops in photo. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, 9 can't out of that 21. So that brings you down to what, 12? So 12 can, but that also means they have to have a high enough attack to take them. Okay, yeah, they do. All right. Most of them do. They got either 6 or 7 for attack, so they can take them down with no help. Yeah, so
I mean the issue is this is making you play cards you don't want to play. It's literally making you play worse cards.
Yep, that's exactly. And
on top of that, he can't even strike himself. So you can you got so a you potential don't want a stalemate. Right. With both of you all playing this card.
Yep. That is.
So this is going to diversify how you build stuff. Yep. You have to.
I agree.
Wow.
I agree. But no, I like seeing the diversity though. Yeah, so let's see. And is there any other cards that they showed on the Facebook page?
No, that's it.
Okay, then the Madripoor is what they showed. I don't know how I don't have TVA, a picture of that. I thought I took a picture of that, but Madripoor says it, man, Madripoor is not team stamped. So Madripoor says has keyword lawless ways. Based on the number of Madripoor locations in your resource row, villain characters in your front row get the following cumulative effects on your turn. So even though it doesn't, it's not team stamped, it's only going to help villains, villain team stamped characters. So let's see. It's based on the number of Madripoor locations. So one, the first location gives a front row villain character +1 for defense. The second one is +1 for attack. Third is lethal. And the fourth is stealth. So that
well,
is.
Well, there you go. You get four of those and you don't have to worry about Falcon Cat. Just go right behind them.
Yep. And wait a minute. You have a way to search locations because we have Bifrost, don't we? No, but wait a minute. Bifrost is. Hold on.
Oh, you got. I need your help.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is true. God, I need your help to go get your locations. So that's a good one.
Need your help because I can't hit Cap.
Because Tinkerer will go get your equipment. And let's see. Shuri. Shuri helps you search on level 2. Molder help you draw an extra card. And Doctor Strange is a basic location. Okay. Yeah, I need your help is the way to go. I need your help is definitely the way to go.
I can see Shuri and I need your help teaming up for some shenanigans.
Oh yeah, you're gonna get everything you want then. But like I said, Shuri is only gonna be able to Shuri's not gonna benefit from it. But everybody blocking her will be able to benefit from it.
No, she's the one, she's the benefactor. She's helping everybody.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that. But I mean, I just want the cards. Just
at this point, just give me some cards, man.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Just let's go.
Let me put my mitts on these cards.
Because when was the last time we had cards?
I don't even know. We got crossover from last year at some point this year, and I don't remember when it was, but it was. I think it was a little bit before Gen Con, I think.
Oh, yeah. Because they were telling us that the cards wouldn't be used in the tournament, huh?
They were legal at Gen Con.
They were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, everybody was playing Nexus.
Oh, yep, you're right. Yeah.
We got it like a month or two before Gen Con.
Yeah, we got it far enough in advance.
Yeah, it's been, but I mean, we've had like, it's almost been a year. No, let me not say that because obviously we get, but I mean, man, this was supposed to come out last year.
Correct. We were supposed to have all three of these by now. All three of these photos.
Oh, for sure. This was supposed to come out, man.
Right. This was supposed to start coming out in February.
No. Wait, was it February?
Yeah.
Yeah, February. Man.
February, March, ooh. April was the photo sets.
Oh,
because
ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
So we missing so many cards. It's ridiculous.
Like I'm in an abusive relationship with UDE.
For real. Yeah, tell me about it. Because like I said, we are missing a ton of cards. So, man, but hey, like I said, at least we see something on the horizon.
Hey, I'm happy, man. We got cars coming. Let's get it.
And good cars. I know some, remember back in the day, we used to be looking at some of these sets like, I guess, you know, these cards, it's like, okay, all right.
What was the last set that we saw that we got previewed that we weren't really feeling?
New Mutants, for starters. I'm looking at it now.
That's a long time ago. That's New Mutants, Terry.
when we have gone all of COVID, only getting two sets. We got the crossover, and what was the set we got before crossover?
No, we got all of the symbiote stuff. We got Fantastic Four. So, like, we actually hit pretty much everything the first year of COVID.
Okay, it must have already been stateside.
They hit mostly everything in 2020, except for what. Well, what we now know is the boys,
right?
And then we
missed the boys. We missing Mortal Kombat.
And then we hit most. We've hit everything in 2021 except for MK,
right?
And we ain't got Jack in 2022
except crossover.
That's technically 2021.
Okay, there you go.
So here we go. We starting it up. I'm happy.
All right. Any last thoughts about the previews?
I'm not shocked by anything, and I think the stuff is good. So that's it. I just want to see what else we got coming.
All right. So go ahead and wrap it up. It's your boy Cell, along with my co-host.
It's your boy Vern Lee. Okay.
All right, optimistic about our future with Versus. We'll see you guys on Discord and on Facebook page later.